Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
It is 8:09 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I know I said we'd play a game here, but I think we had something a little bit more important going on.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. There is a fight that Chidi Ahanotu, I think, is having with himself. Chidi Ahanotu, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. A guy, for one reason or another, I never was friends with and never... Like, at that time, I knew a lot of those guys, and for some reason, Chidi and I never saw eye to eye. I think it was because I talked a lot of garbage on the air. Chidi was known to go out and get drunk and do dumb things in public. I remember one of the big stories. Gio, maybe you remember this. When Chidi urinated in his own lobby of his own apartment building.
Yeah,
it was a story. He got in trouble because he came home drunk and peed in the lobby of his own building. Who pees in their own house? And then over the years, I don't know. But now, for some reason, and I think I would imagine that it's jealousy, Chidi is going after Sapp and saying that Sapp is threatening to beat him up. I don't understand what the situation, but to explain to us at least his side of the story, please welcome number 99 in Jersey, number one in your heart, Hall of Famer Warren Sapp.
Mr. Number Sapp. 99 in your program, number one in your heart.
Yeah.
Corn dog.
I'm not used to saying it. How are you, buddy?
Good. I haven't said it in a while either, so it kind of works that way. But, you know, I'm as dumbfounded as you about this, Calhoun.
There are two people I know that have always been kind of jealous of you, and that's going to come with your success. Number one was a friend of our show who we used to talk to a lot back in the day, who I haven't seen for years, and that was Marcus Jones. Remember Marcus Jones wanted to beat you up first?
Yeah, that happened I don't know what that was about.
That was kind of like a funny thing. Like, Marcus Jones is a very sensitive. Yeah.
He was there in the stadium when that happened, too. And it was like, I'm like, is he serious?
Marcus is a sweet guy, and he's real sensitive. And I don't. Yeah, it seemed like you could.
You want to step outside? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, Marcus, really?
They called him Big Baby when he was in the UFC.
Listen, we all know that Sapp is... He's his own man. He does things his way, and he doesn't care if you like it or not. And if you know him, he's a good guy. And if you don't know him, you hear stories, and you think they're all... But every time we meet him and every time you see him, he's always the nicest guy in the world. So that's the only way I could judge people is how they treat me. And now, Chidi, though, I don't know why. At all the time when I was friends with all of you guys back in the day when I was a lot younger, Chidi and I never became friends. He never just seemed like that kind of guy that you wanted to hang. Were you buddies with him then?
No, he's not that kind of guy you want to hang out with. That's exactly what it was. You know, you remember he had the restaurant, Saks or whatever it was, and, you know, we'd go up there on Thursday night. Great restaurant, great Alaskan crab legs.
Uh-huh.
We had a good time. Me and him, you know, we combined in the 97 season, I think it was. He had 10.5. I had 10 or 9 or something like that. You know, we put up good numbers, and we was hunting the quarterback.
Right.
He gets his contract. He doesn't come the next offseason. He has one sack. I have 16.5. So, you know, we see him looking at it like what's going on. So I had no idea this was even going on. So I was on Instagram, and all of a sudden I see this post he has of me and my yellow, my gold jacket. And he's like, did this guy, you know, text me, say he wanted to fight me yesterday?
So yeah, I'm looking at that picture right now. It's you from the Hall of Fame. And
me and my gold jacket, he up there looking like this guy wants to fight me, right?
And he's got glasses on and a little gray in the goatee.
Yeah.
So
he says, this guy texted me yesterday saying he wanted to fight me, correct?
That's what it says. So it says, this man texted me and said he wants to fight me. # bang bang versus QB killer. # grudge match. # fight of the century. Hashtag.
Yeah, I got it.
It sounds to me like he's fishing. Like he watched Logan Paul and he was like, I need to make some money. I could do that.
Fishing ain't the word. Because you did see the date that this text message happened. It was a year ago, the day George Floyd got killed.
Right.
May 25th, 2020.
And what,
you don't know May 25th, 2020, wasn't yesterday in 2021? We've had the anniversary of George Floyd, Tasha.
Right.
That was more than a year ago. What is wrong with this man? That's what I wanted to know. Like, what is wrong with this man? Like, what? Oh, I forgot. Pewter Report made me the number one buck of all time. You know, now it's time again. I mean, I don't know what it is with Chidi. Like, I got a better story for you.
Okay.
Mr. Ray Christopher Lopez, an attorney at law,
okay,
came up to me the other night at my favorite ramen restaurant, proceeded to slam his card on the table and say, you don't know who I am.
Okay.
Yeah. And proceeded to tell me he's not going to be on a waiting list to go in the restaurant.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's a waiting list at the restaurant. He proceeds to go up at the bar like he's just going to hang out at the bar and wait on his table. And then go sit in somebody's seat when it ain't his. I mean, they had to kick this guy out. I mean, I want to know who this Ray Christopher Lopez is, attorney at law. And you might have to find this out. But then I looked up his reviews, and he ain't doing too good. Case 118-4373, that guy needs a refund. Oh, my God. You got 14 reviews, and the first two are detrimental to your whole law firm? And you slamming a tape card in front of me asking me, I don't know who you are in Tampa?
Let me ask you, back to this Chidi thing for a second. I love that Chidi put that up, and you wrote underneath, you need a doctor.
you know
damn well I don't have. I don't have. Nor do I want your phone number.
I don't have, nor do I ever want it. I mean, what am I calling you about, dog? What?
Why is he? Why?
I don't know. Yeah. That's why I say he needs professional help. Someone that has a degree, or so. I don't have a degree. Right. You know, I majored in eligibility, so I guess I graduated magna cum laude. But I have no idea what this is about. You know, then he was on another one of our friends' page, the guy that gave me my cooling thing for my hip, to get my hip back together after I had replacement hip surgery. Mike's on his page with his friends on a boat for his birthday.
Right.
And, you know, Q-Dog sign is that okay. I mean, Kappa sign is that okay. I guess cheated and had no fraternities at the University of Cal Berkeley or something. he hit this man tomorrow. Why y'all throwing up white power signs? I'm like, really?
That's the thing. They think that okay is a white power thing. Now that's so funny to me.
Oh, no. My son goes to FAU. That is an aisle sign, too.
Yeah.
and I have a little white hair on my, you know, Dr. J ball in the okay in front of my TV in my living room. So I guess I'm white power, too. Let's let it rock. Man. Come on.
What kind of shape is Chidi in now? Is he even in fighting shape?
I don't know, and I don't care. And I'm not interested in scarring my knuckles up on a hard-head Nigerian.
Is that an appropriate way to refer to each other as Negro by spelling it K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W? I love that.
What the hell did you just say?
In the text messages, he said Negro, K-N-E-E. That is the funniest thing ever to me. I love that you call him a Nigerian.
But Negro?
Nico, I would think that if you have a beef with somebody, that they would that you would obviously know what he's talking about. You clearly have no idea what's going on here. And then there's other people weighing in that have nothing to do with anything. Oh, I saw your text messages.
This E S N F something,
right?
That's supposed to like be them call themselves a sports reporter. You know, because Randy Harris is my guy. And Randy called me like, yo, man, they over here with this mess again. I'm like, yo, Chidi, so I texted him yesterday, man. I told Chidi, put my phone number out there, man. Well, you get more fun out of it that way. You get more fun out of it that way, yo. People call me and harass me, but that ain't happening. I don't have your number. You know this, man. Stop there.
I would like to get to the bottom of this, if that's okay with you. I know I don't have to involve you, but I want to call Chidi.
I know what this was. It was a year ago in the middle of the pandemic. When he sent the message, I knew what it was because, you know, somebody had brought up my ring thing again, you know, because everybody's fascinated with how did I go through bankruptcy and I still have my ring.
Right.
You know, that was a big story for a while in Tampa. So, you know, it doesn't matter what the story is. As long as you got me going underneath the bus, it'll play. And especially on Facebook. And especially on Facebook, you know, where misinformation seems to be the greatest thing ever. But I really have a problem with a man that posts a picture that says May 25th and says it's July the 14th or whatever date, 12th, right, or whatever date I was supposed to text him. I'm like, really? Like, dog, why would I text you? For what? What would I say to you? And then you put up a text from more than a year ago. I know what that was about because you were talking trash and I hit you and I sent you a picture of both rings, the Hall of Fame and the championship ring, and say, what is your problem?
I'm dying to know.
That you have neither one of these? That you have neither one of these? And you have no teammates to come back together and celebrate one of these? You don't have a yearly voyage to the, you know, football heaven of the world, the Hall of Fame, and get Kaze Blunt and walk around it? You can have. I'll give you 2 tickets, Cheetah. Go enjoy yourself for you.
Hey, Cheetah.
I don't know what it is out here, but I'm dumbfounded that I've had enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost 50 years old, dog. I'm waiting to walk my little girls down the aisle and, you know, send them on their way to a wonderful life with their new whoever, you know, in a couple of years. I'm not rushing to this, but that's what I'm waiting on now. I have no time to go back and think about the 200, 300-pound guy that was running around chasing people. Nah, that guy's dead and gone. We just sit around. I take flicks now. You see me in the mall, just say, man, I have a picture, please. You know, that gimme stuff, nah.
Can you imagine having to be the kid to show up and ask Warren Sapp if he can marry his daughter?
You've been talking about this since the guy showed up to my prom, you know? I went through that one. He was about a 5. I think she went and got the smallest little guy to take her to prom. she's Warren Sapp in the female form, so she's going to dominate the situation. So, I mean, this little boy, I was like, I feel so sorry for him. And then the mom came over to me and was like, well, they told me she wasn't going to wear heels. I looked at her, I was like, baby, I ain't got nothing to do with that. The little boy looks even shorter. She got 6-inch heels on. Oh, my God. The little boy just looked like a little shrimp. I said, hey, man. She don't like to wear heels. Her mother made her wear heels. I know that's what the case is here. So, right. You know. Give my baby a break on this.
I gotta tell you, I have my daughter's only 8, and I don't know how I'm gonna handle it. The only thing that's good for me is that I have a giant adult son at 14 years old. The kid's a monster.
No.
By the way, my son tells me yesterday, he's defensive end, and he said I'm picking number 99, and I said, oh, Uncle Warren will be so happy.
Oh, no. We got to come over and give him 5 steps to the quarterback so we can stand up over the quarterback. See, wearing the number ain't the thing. Standing over the quarterback when he's down. That's what we bought right there, baby. You know, my son put up 24 sacks in the senior year.
Wow.
And
wow.
He wore number 30, so it ain't the number. Trust me.
All right, listen to me. I'm going to dig deeper into this. Listen, I need to find out. I feel like I have a mental patient. I have to deal
help with. Over to Mr. Ohana too as fast as possible because this don't make no sense for you to say that May 25th, the day George Floyd died, 2020, is in July of 2021.
Right.
Is he stuck? I mean, everybody wants 2020 over, but Chief.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna dig into this. I'm gonna find out. I'll do my investigation.
And everybody in Tampa, there's no charity fight going on unless you're gonna pay $59.99 like Steven Seagal.
I'm
going to ring and we donated to the cancer kids or something around here, a great charity. I'm down for that. But I'm definitely not scarring up my knuckles on some hard-head Nigerian. That's just not my plan. No,
for 4 years, I've done Mike Caltas Punch-Out, where we've had fights. Ooh. Where we've had to move it to bigger venues every time. And the last time it was set for Robarts Arena in Sarasota, and we had to cancel it because of the pandemic. So,
if you what's the date? You hook that up and let me know how much it is. We donate to charity. And tell Mr. Hunter, too, we come down there. I'll go do that with you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen to me. I got 2 guys from the TV show 90 Day Fiancé that are going to fight. Oh, my God. We're going to make $1 million for charity.
Set it up.
Oh, my God. Cheetah, you hear it right here. Well, he's saying set it up, Chidi. You wanted it, you got it. He's saying set it up.
I'm going to come see you, buddy, because you asked for it. And we're going to make sure you remember the date.
Listen to me. You're the best. I am glad that you would talk about this instead of running from it. I know you have nothing to run from.
Oh,
so.
No. I have nothing else to do. But you know what? Don't do that to me in my city. I mean, me and Tampa done went through our little trials and tribulations. I think we're on good terms now. I don't need Key with this mess. Because my girl, the Buck Babe, hit me in a direct message on Twitter. I said, I got a cough out here that the Buck Babe hit me. She really thinks this is real. This ain't real, but if he wanted to be real, then why not? Because I never knew he was called Bang Bang. So Bang Bang what?
on July 7th.
What?
On July 17th.
What did you bang, Chidi? You did bang it twice, so.
What do you got, GR?
On July 17th, Chidi tweeted out, "It won't ever happen. That fool's scared to meet me in the ring."
Oh,
that is his tweet from just a day ago.
Oh, no.
From a day ago?
17th, so 2 days ago.
Yeah, from this year.
Yeah. That was July 17th. He says, it won't ever happen. That fool's scared to meet me.
I did it with the ring that they was May 25th of George Floyd's death of 2020. I saw the date. I looked. I said, oh, yeah, that was the day I was pissed off about something. Somebody told me with Chidi, and I hit him and like, dude, what is your problem?
Chidi needs a calendar.
I didn't say anything about fight. I said, I never even think about your lame butt. You know what I'm saying? You can see this. I mean, but I want it now. Let's get some charity out here and see who wants to come, because I'm going to put him in the Shindalamaki.
I'm going to have to get Emily Arena for this. We're going to the QB Killer versus the Bang Bang.
No. Put the Bang Bang in front, because that's the joke. Bang Bang.
All right, I'm gonna spend this week doing an investigation. I might have to call you at the end of the week.
Please, hey, listen, I'm going to go ride the rides with my son. I'm going to get the 12-year-old from the airport this afternoon. I'm gonna go ride the new Velociraptor ride over in Orlando. They say it's a must ride, and then I'm going to go take him to all the swimming holes that I used to go to as a kid because he loves to swim like his old man. So we can enjoy the week, and I'll be looking for a Muhammad 2 report from Bang Bang by Friday.
Dude, I forgot about that. Chidi Muhammad 2. I forgot about that. All right. I'll keep you posted. Enjoy your day with your son, and I'll talk to you later.
Go on, dog.
Thank you, buddy. The great Warren Sapp. Happy Warren Sapp is so fun.
Yeah.
Chidi, now we have to get a hold of it. So I used to call. I forgot. I used to call when I worked at Bubba. I used to call in the other time, call in when Sapp was there and said, "This is Chidi Muhammad, too." I forgot about that. Now I know why Chidi doesn't. Well, all right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I didn't think Sapp would ever want to entertain this, but he just heard him. Yeah. He's no fear of it whatsoever. And if we do it for charity, oh my God, Punch-Out just took on a hole. If we have the undercard of Andre versus Charlie from 90 Day Fiancé and Sapp versus Chidi for the headliner, we're selling out Emily Ray.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. Oh, can you imagine if we walk away raising millions of dollars for charity?
Awesome.
Out of Chidi's stupid tweets? Bang bang! All right. Well, look, we're equal opportunity. We're going to give Chidi an opportunity to talk to us. I don't know that he's going to answer. I have his phone number. I'll give it to Carmen. We'll see if we can get him on the phone. We will play the game when we come back. I got to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue to play a little Who's Tweet. But I had to get Sapp on and talk to him about that.
Sure.
That could be something, man.
I never thought he'd go for it.
Gio, granted, we just realized that my memory is not the best in the world. But have you ever heard Bang Bang associated with Chidi?
No.
I heard Muhammad 2 more than I heard anything else.
I don't remember that. And I remember all the nicknames and stuff when those guys were, you know, top defense.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. Man, I love fun, happy Sapp. That's the best. He's absolutely the best. He'll still yell at me through text messages later, but we'll always be friends. I want to tell you before we go to break, my friends at Walsh Roofing Services, if you need a roof for your home, if you've been putting it off, if you think, hey, I got brown spots, I might have a leak somewhere, I'm afraid to call somebody. Yeah, because you don't know who to call. You're going to call somebody, they're going to come out for your little leak, and they're going to go, oh, you need a whole new roof on this thing. Yeah, you got to know who you could trust. You got to know who to call. That's why you call my friends at Walsh Roofing Services. I know because they put a whole new roof on my house. They came out here and did the work first before they were even clients of the radio station, and they did such a good job. I'm so happy that I am not worried about hurricane season. I'm not worried about leaks, and I know that they were folks that you can trust, and they have financing. You can call them today at 833-977-7663, or you can simply go to their website, walshroofingservices.com. You can make an appointment there. You can look at all their reviews, find out what the financing options are, and yes, they work on all types of roof. If you need a tile, shingle, metal, flat roof, they do it all. and they will come out there, and most importantly, they will be honest. They will help you out with anything you need. Don't go into a strong hurricane season without you know, having your roof in tip-top shape. Call Walsh Roofing Services today and let them come on out for you. And if you think you need a new roof, or you think you need a have a leak problem fixed, let them do that for you too. The longer you wait, the bigger problem becomes, and the supplies become more expensive, and it's only going to cost you more money in the end. WalshRoofingServices.com. Call them today. Tell them that you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. We will take a break. When we come back from break, an opportunity for you to win some tickets with a little bit of Whose Tweet Is It next on the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.